Hey, greetings. It's Ben again. Welcome to Daily Inspiration. I'm going to leave my phone number here just in case anyone ever wants to chat. You're welcome to call. So my number is 605-949-0384. Okay, the third session here on the topic of the Word of God. So this time I chose to read in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul is teaching Timothy, giving prophecies through chapter 3. And then towards the end, at verse 14, he kind of shifts the subject and says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now, these scriptures have been familiar to me for many years, but I just marvel at the clarity, the depth, and the preciousness of these scriptures, the Word of God. I'm just really inspired. It's just amazing that we have the Word of God. It talks here about scriptures inspired by God, which means to be breathed by God, moved upon the heart of people. I think it's over in Hebrews or maybe Peter where it says holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And so to me, it's just amazing to think that we have a book, words written on with ink, on paper, words breathed by God. And yes, we just have so much. Their scriptures are so rich. So may we treasure the Word of God and appreciate them. But just going back here, a few more thoughts, going back over a little bit what I read. It's just nice that Paul, as a teacher, here he was instructing a younger one, Timothy, God's pattern, older teaching younger, in general, and just gives us some solid, he gives them some solid words. Continue in the things that you've learned. And I think that's good for us to continue in the things we know, the things we learn, especially when things that we learn from the Word of God. The Word of God is sure, will never pass away. And so we need to continue in the things we've learned from the Word of God. And he says he's learned them, he's been assured of them, brings assurance, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Paul was a honest, upright man, someone he could trust, authentic, for real, called by God, was an apostle, and he had authority. And was teaching Timothy, and now we get to read his letters too, and be blessed by it. So he says in that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. What a blessing when we can grow up, children can grow up being taught that the Bible is the Word of God, and it's revered, it's respected, it's obeyed, and it's carefully followed. And a child grows up in that environment, just seems to me what great advantage one has for that. And then he says, the scriptures, the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And just to ponder those truths like that is just a real inspiration to me. I mean, think about the word salvation. We are doomed and lost without a Savior, without knowledge of God. We're dead in sins and trespasses, but the scriptures can make us wise unto salvation. Salvation is simply deliverance, safety, a saving from destruction or danger, calamity. That's what the dictionary would say that salvation means. And isn't that what we all want? Be saved from destruction. And so the scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Of course, this blends together the fact that Jesus Christ became flesh, the Word of God. He is the Word of God. And that's nice to think about that. Jesus Christ became the living Word, and he is the Word. Verse 16, just going back to that again, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Profitable. We like to be profitable, don't we? Think about the word profitable. When we work, we want to be profitable. The things we do, we want to prosper. And so here we have the Word of God is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine simply means a teaching. It's profitable to teach. And I think we can teach the Word of God with faith and with authority. We should do that. We should have faith. We should trust. And may God give us a measure of boldness to do so. The next one is for reproof. We just want to look at a few of these words, dig into them a little bit. Reproof, it is profitable for reproof. To bring blame on someone, to say, you know, you're wrong here, you're guilty. And of course, we as people, Christians, we need to do it with meek and humbleness. But imagine what it would be, a world without anything to know truth by, or to bring someone to judgment by, to know that, you know what, you're wrong in this area. According to the Word of God, you are wrong. And I think if we are honest with ourselves, if we live very long, we realize we do make mistakes and we are wrong at times and we need correction. And what a blessing we have when we're able to receive a reproof, to receive an instruction. And what a blessing for people who stand up and say and bring the attention that we are in the wrong. How would it be if no one would ever bring correction? Which is actually the next word here, for reproof, for correction. It seems like they're kind of, could be related, but there is a bit of a difference. Reproof has the idea of bringing blame more, whereas correction is simply to correct, to bring, make wrongs right. And if we think about it again, isn't that just a real blessing that we have the Word of God that brings profitable for correction, helps us to correct us. And then the next one, for instruction in righteousness. Again, these three words kind of go hand in hand. But imagine, again, a world without instruction in righteousness, without bringing right understanding. And so I think if we think about that, we can just be real grateful that the Scriptures are profitable for instruction in righteousness. We've been given so much through the Word of God. Again, how would a world be without instruction? How would it be without a school in the country, without any directions for anything you buy? What if you had machinery, you had no instruction how to run it? What if you had a kitchen full of food, but you never had any instruction how to cook, how to put things together, how to make good food, fix a meal? What a blessing to have instructions. And so may we value instruction. The last verse that I read here, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Again, that's just like, wow, we have all we need. And again, may we just treasure the Word of God and live by it. And so that's all I have to share for this time, and we'll look forward to sharing, look into another couple of scriptures on the same subject tomorrow. So may God bless your day. Okay, goodbye.